Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good whatever, and welcome to another episode of Role Model. You've come to the right place if you want to be a happier and more successful person. I have beautiful news for you. We have another Q&A today with my best friend who plays a big role in my life. For everyone who's watching the vlog, you already know her. If you don't watch my vlog, you're basically breaking my heart, you're breaking her heart. So go watch my vlog, or don't watch my vlog, but listen to my podcast. Anyways, we're gonna answer your questions that you asked on Instagram. We're gonna talk about traveling the world as a, how old is Violetta? Oh shit, I don't know how old my best friend is. I think she's 22. I'm actually pretty sure that she's 22. If not, then 23. She traveled the world. So we're talking about this, we're talking about nutrition, diet, we're talking about our friendship. Like, we've been best friends for a year and people are always confused when they see that we are sharing a room, that we're sleeping in one bed. So we're talking about relationships. It's a different kind of an episode. I'm pretty sure you will enjoy it. Anyways, it was a video, so if I point at something, is it point at something or point on something? I don't know. you will, don't be confused, you can watch the whole mukbang Q&A on YouTube as well. But I know some of you love to listen to it during, I don't know, your workout, during your travel, going to work. Just enjoy this episode and let me know how you liked it. If you like it, leave a review for this podcast. Takes 10 seconds, makes me super happy. Enjoy this Q&A. And leave a review, even more important.
Would you be the preacher? Would you be my? It's the dun, the dun, dun. I still got a lot of shit to learn, I'll admit it.
Smala Pagi, goeiemorgen, guten morgen, dobry.
Dzień.
Is it? No, that's.
Dobre utro.
Yeah. You don't want to hear my weird Russian accent. It's another beautiful day in Bali. Shmali, today is an exciting day because we're gonna do a mukbang, a Q&A, lots of good stuff. Actually, I was kind of not afraid, but I thought, like, I shared a Q&A like last week on Silent Day and I was, will you like it, will you not? But you loved it, so we're gonna do another one because this shmunky is leaving me soon, so I thought maybe I should tell her who she actually is, answer some questions. I made a vlog, about why we are actually not a couple, and you loved it. So I'm making this vlog to make you happy, to entertain you, to deliver you value. So we're gonna eat some amazing food, answer your questions that you asked me on Schninstagram. So always keep asking because we are answering it. You ready for Q&A?
Mm-hmm.
Some really, really weird questions, but I asked for it, so we're gonna answer it now. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Schmunkies, it's happening. We're gonna answer your questions, but first, let me take a selfie. No, let me show you the food. We have some amazing smoothie bowls. My smoothie bowl is about to crack.
Or it's cracked.
It's cracked where?
Right there.
Oh!
So you have to hold it a bit more to the other side.
Okay. To the other side? No, that's another song. We have some schnananas. We have some... Fuck, I always forget the name. Rambutan?
I don't know.
You don't know? Looks like a... Do you know what I mean?
Litchi? No.
Litchi, yeah, but it's not. Or is it?
But it tastes like litchi.
Yeah. Have you ever had a litchi in Germany?
Yeah.
Really?
Hmm.
Never saw them. And... Schmattermelon. My best, my favorite. What's your favorite fruit?
I think jackfruit and papaya.
Like jackfruit as meat or jackfruit as fruit?
Yeah, so fruit.
Gotcha.
Okay. And some iced coconut matcha latte.
What's the recipe?
Matcha, water, coconut
milk. People think always it's so complicated, but it's so freaking simple. Same with like vegan iced coffee, right? I would say let's start eating. You're gonna eat. I will ask the first questions. First of all, who are you actually? People ask that all the time. Who's that girl? Is it your girlfriend? Is it your boyfriend? Is it your neighbor? Is it your sister?
Oh my god, imagine we would be neighbors in Germany. It would be funny. No, we met in Germany like 1.5, almost 2 years ago. And since then, we're best friends. Is that right?
That's what she says. No, we are best friends. Yeah, it's actually good because one of the first questions is, how did you guys meet? You want to answer? I need a spoon, by the way. Yeah, keep answering.
How we met? Tinder. Yeah, we met up through Tinder, and then I watched his vlog.
Thumbs up for Tinder.
Yeah, it's like
people always shit on Tinder. Yeah, I feel bad.
Like, you can connect to people not only in one way. Like everyone is thinking like only about one headset and stuff, but it's not. Whatever. So we met through Tinder, and I watched his vlogs. I think you were in Austria or Italy or somewhere.
It was my first, literally my first vlog ever.
And he was like super authentic and like a bit nervous and really like smiling and just being himself. And I was like, oh my god, it's so cute. And then I texted him and like I was just really attached by his personality. So we just met up like a week after or so, I think. And since then we spend like every week together. Yep, that's our story.
That's how we met. So thumbs up for Tinder. I love Tinder. I don't use it anymore because I have enough friends. But yeah, it's just a platform. Okay. How long have you all known each other? Friendship is a beautiful thing. She just answered that.
It is a beautiful
thing. Ah, what do you think about being friends with benefits generally?
I think generally it can work out. Like both of the people have to be involved in like what's going on. You have to talk like very, very open about everything, because if you don't, then it wouldn't work out. And as long as no one has feelings for each other, I think it can work out. I think it's...
Did it work out before for you at some point?
I never had it. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure it can work out, like, if you talk about it and, don't make sense.
Till a certain point, right? At some point, you're gonna meet someone else.
Yeah.
And then it will be complicated.
Yeah.
So it's only for, like, a certain amount of time, but it can be beautiful. I had it and it worked for a while. Why are you always topless? I guess you don't mean her, but me. It's just so freaking hot here.
You're
in Bali.
In Bali, it's like 30 degrees all the time.
If I would wear a t-shirt all the time, I would like 2 or 3 day t-shirts per day at least. If I go to the gym one, then I come back, you just sweat the
He's
whole.
He's sweating a lot, oh my god.
Why you're always nude?
Why? He's never actually nude.
Have you ever seen me like completely naked?
No.
I saw you completely naked.
You didn't.
No, not completely naked. Why you never slept with each other?
What's that for a question? Because we didn't. It would make things so much more complicated. Like, as we said, friends with benefits, it's only for like limited amount of time. Mm. And if you're just friends, like, there's nothing complicated about it.
Trush. I don't believe it, okay?
You have to believe whatever you believe, but
why should we lie?
Yeah,
it would be so much easier to say like we are a couple, but it just would be wrong. Okay. Is she naked?
What? Always.
It's a German question. You have to translate it. Warum habt ihr nie miteinander geschlafen? Findest du sie nicht geil?
Why we never slept with each other? Don't you think she's
attractive?
Yeah.
I think she's super attractive. I think she's super hot. But that's it. Beyonce is also super attractive and super hot, and I never had sex with her, so.
Life is not only about having sex. Like, so many people like hear sex here. Like, it's not only about this, but like more valuable things.
True. Our friendship is more important than that, and it would like.
It's just like a short pleasure that you would win out of it, but...
And we didn't feel like it. If we would feel like it...
Maybe.
Has Violetta ever been jealous when you are with other girls? Who asked this question? Grace, I love you. That question is so good.
I answered it already in the story, but no, I've never been jealous because I don't feel jealousy in general.
Never. Your last relationship, never.
Well, I'm saying from the present, from right now. I mean, obviously, I've been a different person when I had my first relationship. I didn't know shit about life. But like, I don't feel jealousy. I'm really happy for him if he meets other girls, because it means that he like gets involved with other people and stuff. So I'm really happy for him. If it's the right thing for him, then yes.
And if she would be a bad person?
I mean, you have to do the experience. It's not me. I can only tell you, like, maybe rethink it, but you have to go for it.
Schmunky, can I cuddle with you? For sure. We are always cuddling. If you want to come cuddle with us, just come. I really don't understand why you're not a couple. You're just too cute together. Did you ever kiss each other? Should we answer this question?
You can answer.
Yes, we did. But just for fun, just to see how it is.
Yeah.
It was really interesting. Really, really interesting. But yeah, sometimes we just like a friendship kiss, because we are also both Russian, like not Russian, she's Ukrainian, but I have a Russian family, and it's weird, but like when I was a child, my father kissed me, like
yeah,
it's normal for Russian people to kiss each other. Or like my grandma, she always kissed me, like
yeah, my grandma too.
So for us, a kiss is something else. Like sometimes I hug her and I give her a kiss. So we kiss each other.
I kiss so many friends of mine.
I kissed all your friends.
I don't make out with them, but I kiss them.
I did. Will you give us some context? Like, people always see you in the vlog, but they actually don't know who you are. You have a pink hair.
Because you kiss me.
Oh, fuck, sorry. So who are you actually? Where are you from? Where you are originally from? I just said it.
Yeah, I was born in Ukraine. I came to Germany when I was 6 and I grew up there. I have to say, I never really felt home in either of the countries. So I kind of left Germany like a year ago. I started traveling with him. And after 3 months, I think...
Watch the talent vlogs.
Yeah, exactly. After 3 months, he moved to Bali and I continued traveling. So yeah.
Do you miss home? Like, do you miss your parents, your family? You've been away for like a year. That's crazy. I've never been away for a year.
Yeah,
the longest time period is now, I think, seven months.
Yeah, I'm away from home. It's not a year, it's 9 months, I think. I mean, I don't really miss home because I don't feel home there, but I miss the people there, like my friends and family. But I'm not really a homesick person in general, so if I like would miss them like really, really bad, I would just go home, because I don't know. But I know that I will be home at some point, so it's not really that I like crave to be there so much.
Okay, how was it like as a girl traveling on your own through all these? Where have you been? That's insane. Thailand, right?
I've been to Thailand twice, yeah.
Thailand, we went to Indonesia.
Yeah.
We went to Singapore, we went to
Malaysia,
we went back to Indonesia, I went back to Indonesia, you too, you went to Flores. Then you went to...
I've seen more of Indonesia than you did.
Where else? Thailand? No, I already said Thailand. Vietnam, Cambodia.
Yeah, Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, I did on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've spent 1 month together in Sri Lanka, and I spent 1 month on my own there.
Yeah. Was it difficult as a vegan in like countries where they eat tons of meat?
They don't really eat a lot of meat here, I have to say, because I think...
But in Cambodia, whew. If I remember correctly, was it Cambodia?
Yeah, they had more meat than like in comparison to the other countries, but still was very, very easy. They had like... They don't really have like a traditional dish, like a traditional kitchen, but they still have a lot of veg and stuff. Yeah, no, it was never really hard for me.
Yeah, for me as well, even though they like trying to adapt to the Western culture and they think it's super smart to eat meat and KFC and like if I see like KFC here in Bali.
JFC.
No, they actually have also KFC.
They have both, yeah.
It hurts my feelings because you think it's healthy, it's good, but it's the worst shit ever. So don't go to KFC.
I mean, I only go out for food once a day, so I mean, I have my breakfast, fruits, and I have my oats. So.
And fruits in Asia are just paradise. I mean, check this out, like rambutan, shnambutan, dragon fruit.
And always when I have a kitchen, I cook for myself. So.
Same.
Well, you don't cook.
I don't like to cook. I like to cook. It usually takes so much time.
I know, for me it's like therapy, sitting there and chopping the veg and thinking how the day was and what I did and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I really like it. I can do it like for hours.
I was thinking of like vlogging it or doing a cooking show or something to make it more productive because, yeah, I...
So many people told me to do so. Like a reality show when I just sit there in the kitchen, chop veg and like talk about life and everything. I was like,
what? Yeah, it's fun. I would watch it.
I'm chopping my carrot right now.
Where in Germany do you live?
Well, actually, I don't live there anymore because, I mean, I still have...
Where in Germany did you live?
Yeah, I lived for 5 years in Berlin and, like, 9 years in Gelsenkirchen. That's a really, like, it's not really small, but a quite small city next to Cologne. Yeah. Berlin is a good city. Yeah. I like Berlin a lot, but I don't like the winters there.
I hate the winters.
Yeah.
I freaking hate the winters. What else do we have? Have either one of you ever had romantic feelings for one another, even for a day? Yes, I did. Do I have to explain it now? Of course I had. I don't know about her, but if you spend so much time together, like 24/7 for months, you get used to each other, and if the other person goes away, then it kind of hurts and sucks. So yeah, but now like we split up so many times that it's not a big thing anymore. Like if she goes away, I know she always comes back.
Yeah, I know Bali is like destination I will always go back to.
Oh, a question for you, just for you. How does Violetta make a living? I'm so curious as to how she makes money. Sorry if that's rude. Is that rude?
No, it's not rude. I get the question a lot. The secret is I don't make money.
So how do you afford it? Do you have a...
No, like I saved up money from home and I'm living off my savings right now.
That's how I did it the first time as well.
Yeah. I mean, I'm lucky that I'm traveling through countries that are really cheap, so I can afford traveling for a longer time here. But, for example, if I would go to Australia, I could never just travel there because I wouldn't have the money for it.
Yeah. Send him to me. Why you cuddle with my boy?
That's not your boy, girl. Watch out.
Okay, you have to translate it again. Ihr seid top zusammen, hoffe das hält ganz ganz lange. Wahre Freunde sind unbezahlbar.
You're so top together.
Top. You're so awesome, I would say.
You're so awesome together. I hope it lasts for a long time and real relationship is...
Real friendship is...
What is unbezahlbar?
Is unpayable. I will just... put the word somewhere there, hopefully. If not, I'm sorry, you can Google it. Oh, this question is for you again. Did you and Scorpion Mind had a love affair?
Me?
Uh-huh.
What the fuck?
No, she's asking me.
I was like, what?
I'm just trying to be funny. So, did you?
No, I didn't, but I really love her. She's
Tanya, if you watch this,
I love ya.
We love ya, we miss you. Yeah. Actually, I don't know if I can say that. What should I say? Anyways, I'm gonna meet her in May. I'm gonna go to Berlin. I have to go to Berlin first. I'm going to Bangladesh, then I'm going to Germany, UK, back to Germany, Austria, and then back to Bali. I will just buy me a...
Sounds like a big plan.
Buy me a cute little house here and don't leave it forever. Do you want a
banana? So that I can come all the time and visit you, right?
No.
Why not?
You can visit me. But then? Do you go home at some point?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Are you happy? Oh my gosh, I remember when I went home. So when I was 19 or 20, I finished my apprenticeship. Is that the correct way to say it?
Or internship.
Internship.
Traineeship.
I bought a ticket to Thailand, like a one-way ticket, traveled, and when I came home, I was like, bleh.
I mean, that's what I did. I finished my traineeship and I left literally a week after.
Yeah, same.
After I graduated, I was like, bye!
I booked the tickets before I had the like final exam.
Yeah.
So that I have the motivation to...
to do the exams?
Yeah. Literally, I was just sitting there. I didn't care about the results at all.
Me neither. And the funny thing is... Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Keep talking.
In the exam, like in the oral exam, the women were like, oh my god, you're so good. Like, I got an A, mm-hmm. Grade A. They were like, we're so happy that you're working here, like bringing so much value into our blah, blah. I was like, I'm leaving in 1 week. Mm-hmm. I'm never working for you guys, but okay, thanks. What do you wanted to say?
I don't remember. Well, anyways, I went to Thailand and I came back and I felt so bad because of the, I changed so much during that time. God. Like all my friends, they were so different. Like they had their life, they were happy at home, they want to live this. I don't want to judge this life, but it's just not for me like this. I'm buying a house, driving a fancy car, having a good job. It doesn't fulfill me, it doesn't make me happy. And like the level of complaining is so freaking high. And I came from really poor Asian countries where I saw like people really suffering, and I changed completely my mindset, the way I thought about stuff, about gratitude and things of that nature. And now, like, if I go to Germany for 2 weeks, after 2 weeks I'm like, I'm done. Like,
you know,
guys, you don't know shit.
Yeah, true.
Like, you think like people literally think in Germany they are like poor or something if they can't afford going to the cinema 3 times per week, or my mom can't buy me like the new Nike sneakers.
Yeah, so crazy. And that's literally what I wrote today in my notebook.
I don't get it. Like, free education, this is so crazy. Like, people in Indonesia, they are, I don't want to say poor, but like compared to Germany, they are poor, and they even have to pay for school. It's not free. And in Germany, everything is free, and like you can't even really suffer because you always get food and water, and the government pays everything for you if you want. And still, so many complainers at home. Sorry for this little rant. Mm-hmm. How old are you, Violetta?
I'm 22, turning 23 in August.
Do you feel old?
Old?
Yeah. I felt old, like the day before yesterday, I was like realizing in May I'm gonna be 24.
I don't really think about, you know what crazy is? I don't think about my age at all, and sometimes when I have to like fill in my age, I'm like, are you 20, 21? I'm like literally sitting there thinking how old I am, and you know what I do? I go on my Instagram and check my age. I did that twice. I swear, I'm like, wait, are you 21 or 22 already? Because this past year has been so crazy and I did so many things. And I lost time. Like, I just lost time. I don't know.
But you know that at some point you have to update your age on Instagram. Otherwise, it would be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. My birthday, that's why I check it there.
Happy belated birthday.
Thanks.
When is your birthday?
We spent it together last year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't feel old, by the way. I just was like, oh my gosh, I'm already 24. If I, like, think...
You're not 24.
23, but I'm... Oopsie. But I will be 24 this year, hopefully. And I was thinking back when I was 18 or 17, I had this job interview. And they asked me, how will your life be when you were 24 or 25? And I was saying things like, I'm gonna have kids, a family, my own house. And now, like, I'm so far away from
living the life in Bali.
I mean, I want to have kids. You want to have kids?
Oh, yeah.
How many?
One or two from my own body, and I want to adopt children, probably.
From my body?
From, like, my own.
Got it. Same. only one because it's the worst thing that you can do to the environment.
Worst thing?
Yeah.
Giving birth?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? It's not subjective anymore. Because like a human being produces so much of greenhouse gases.
Oh, okay. I was thinking only about the part of giving birth. I'm like,
No.
What are you doing, guys?
No, that's all right. By the way, I have 10 children. If you want to have 10 children, I'm not judging.
They can all be vegan.
Yeah, hopefully. So, any other questions? Hachu. Do you have any questions, Violeta?
If I have questions, yeah. I'm here to answer questions.
Such a bad Q&A, the Wi-Fi doesn't work. So I have to improve. Improvise. Wow, what a smart word. What's your passion, Violeta? What are you passionate about?
It's a good question.
I know. No one asked this, like literally. There you go again. Anyways, answer the question.
What I'm passionate about, I don't know, like... My passions are being creative in all kind of things and terms and helping people, like seeing when people develop in a better way and if you like influence them to become this way. This is something where I'm like, I have to do more of this.
Last question. How do you open this rambutan the proper way? I just bit into it and it tastes disgusting. Last question. Why are you vegan?
She always just wants its credits. I'm vegan because I educated myself after this little cutie told me to do so. Alright, then I found out about all the things that it does to the environment, to yourself and everything when you're not vegan or like living an animal-based lifestyle. So yeah.
For how long?
What how long?
How long have you been vegan for?
Almost 1.5 years.
And you're still alive? You're still able to breathe? You still have enough calcium and everything?
Yes, I do, because I'm having a balanced diet, which is healthy.
Awesome. That was my last question. That was 30 minutes. Can you imagine? Do you want to try a rambutan and say how you like it?
Yeah.
Should I open it for you?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite Bali fruit? Do you like snake fruit?
Oh, I love snake fruit.
Have you already tried?
I always have to like, if I eat them, they're like getting stuck in my throat and then I have Yeah, you too?
Yeah, and my fingers, I don't know if you can see it, but they are like...
I have cuts everywhere, like on my fingers, because if you open them, they're like a bit spiky.
Yeah, like a snake. Rup. So here you go, rambutan in 3, 2, 1! By the way, credits for the smoothie bowl. It was really good.
The thing is, I like the taste of it. But then you get like the skin of the seed inside and this is gross, like this hard thing. That's why I don't like to eat it, because it takes me ages to eat one little thing.
Alright, got it. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for watching. If you haven't already, there's a beautiful red button. What should I do?
Subscribe.
Or smash it. I like the word smash. Yeah. Smash it. Smash the like button for Violeta. You're gonna see her for 1 or 2 more weeks. And then she's going.
I'm leaving in already 9 days.
Where are you going to?
I'm going to Myanmar.
You're not scared there was a war.
War. No, I'm not scared. I've met a couple of people and like girls traveling solo through the country and it's like very authentic, really untouched and...
Shit, I have another question. It's really important, really interesting because so many people ask me that. Is it safe to travel alone, especially as a girl?
Depends on the country and how you travel, seriously.
So, 2 countries where you can go easily as a
can
girl.
Can or can't?
Can.
2 countries where you can go.
Yeah, like easily, Asian countries.
Vietnam, Cambodia.
I would go to Thailand.
Thailand, yeah.
If I would be a girl and like super cute and 18 and like
Yeah, it's highly because like tourism it's started so, there is so long ago.
Yeah, it's like, so easy to travel in Thailand.
Yeah. Mm. But Vietnam too.
It's two countries you wouldn't go.
India for sure.
You've never been to India.
I wouldn't go there on my own.
Why?
I mean, I want to go there at some point definitely, but I don't want to go on my own because I know that I wouldn't feel comfortable and safe there because people stare a lot and they.
It's actually true. Like I've been to India, I loved it, and I hated it. I loved it because so many amazing people, the culture, the food, the nature is stunning. But then you also, we saw like really weird, bad stuff in like villages, in the trains, like guys were masturbating in front of ghosts in the train. And
the thing is, they have just like very different gender, how do you call it?
We are not talking about most of the Indians. It's just like a...
It's a cultural thing, like women are not as valuable as men are.
No.
It's true, like at least in Sri Lanka, I haven't been to India, but in Sri Lanka it's like the woman has not the same rights as the man have. And if the man wants to do something, she can't say no. It's just a cultural thing. I talked to so many of them.
I don't know about that. I just know that most of the people are super nice, but then as if I would be a girl, if you would be my girlfriend... Boy, girl, I wouldn't let you go. I wouldn't let you go. Too much shit happens there. I'm a big boy. I went there and I was always safe. But then I also heard other stories. I saw stuff. I remember like you sitting in Sri Lanka at the beach and that's not fun. That's not funny. Like would someone touch you in front of me? I would literally kill him.
Kill him?
And I don't
that was so British.
And I don't want to spend the rest of my life in jail. Even though the vlogs would be so good. Like every single day a jail vlog.
I don't think you can vlog there.
Of course you can.
How do you want to upload?
Oh, fuck. You in German jails you have...
Internet?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I think so. A TV and internet.
A TV, I know about that, but internet?
That would be just fair. I would figure it out. I would find a way. Anyways, this is already so long. Thanks so much for tuning in. I love you. I love her. Cuddle more. Why should you cuddle more? Because it's healthy for you. Did you know that feeling lonely is as worse as smoking 15, not only one, 15 cigarettes. Did you know that?
Day?
Per fucking day. Feeling lonely. I recently read a study about it. Feeling lonely is as worse as smoking 15 cigarettes for your health.
Well, people are social creatures, makes sense.
So, but I felt lonely quite often.
No.
Yeah, in my life I felt lonely all the time because I'm always working. But now I figured it out. I'm working with people who are working. So we work, so we're working together. Anyways, should we kiss now?
Do you want to smell my armpit?
It's time to say goodbye. Thanks for tuning in. I love you.